Hello, Facebook Ads people. I'm Konstantinos, and this is the Facebook Ads Breaking News Podcast. Hello, guys. Another podcast with me, Konstantinos. I'm not going to put any suspense because of the title. I'm just going to go straight away to the subject. The apology is all about bloatout. Okay, so in the two clients that I used it, it didn't work well. I have some decisions that I have taken based on that. I think that I got carried away and I just proposed something. And I do understand that it's okay, we're testing and stuff. But when you have a channel that people follow you and several of you went to the bloatout to test it, I have to be more careful. I'm inexperienced and... there was so much pressure from the community to tell them because of the other podcast, which was the product. So in the future, don't get me wrong, but I'm not going to announce anything that hasn't been tested for 6-7 months. Sadly, maybe you're going to lose some trends like this, but let me tell you what happened. On the two accounts that I added bloatout, it didn't work. In one of them, we had problems with some over-reporting. In the first one, we had some conflicts with another app, and it was double reporting for some days. Then I have seen that the results were not improving. They were actually dropping. Can I blame it 100%? No. But... on the other hand, now that I removed it, I can see that the results are improving. Maybe it's by luck, but I don't know yet. Still, I believe it's a good tool, but it's not ready yet. This is my opinion. Of course, I didn't promote it with any affiliation or anything. Thank God. Not thank God, it was my choice basically, because I wouldn't push it if I wasn't sure about it, but that's the truth. So I removed it from both of the two clients that I used it. The clients are fine with it because we tested something out, but what I'm not fine with is I feel like I have the responsibility of several people here, that they just trust me and they go immediately to something. I hope that it's going to work for you, but it didn't work for me, just so you know. So we're going to stop discussing about it, and we will see maybe in 2024, maybe try to see if we can actually use it again. I'm super disappointed because I believed in it as a project, but it is what it is, you know. Facebook is full of disappointments, so I guess it's okay. I have one small theory which I'm not sure about, maybe I'm wrong, but I believe that it was, except from the bad reportings and all of that, that I was having all the problems, or it was needing custom coding and stuff. It's not something super easy to just apply in another account. Except from that, I have a feeling that maybe, and maybe I'm wrong to that, but maybe by flooding the system with data, like more data, like view content, add to cart, initiate checkout, maybe you're doing damage instead of doing good, because the whole philosophy is that if you put more view content, more add to cart, more initiate checkout, and then you have the purchase event, which doesn't change, by the way, because the purchase event anyway has the email on it, then it's going to improve your sales, because Facebook can see clearly throughout the whole journey who is reaching out to the purchase event. But what if we are flooding the system with instead of purchases, which is the main event, and we know how important it is, we flood the system with view content, add to cart, and all of that, things that Facebook wasn't watching before. And, you know, all of that is causing an issue in terms of the optimization of the purchase event, because we have more events on add to cart and initiate checkout, and maybe it's confusing it. I don't know, and I don't know if it makes sense at all to think of it like that, but also the other one is not proven. So the other one is a theory, this one is a theory. The first theory from them says that by just adding more events to the view content, add to cart and checkout and stuff, it's going to do better because we see which are the people from all the pool of the people that they have actually went and purchased. On the other hand, we have something that's working like this, and then we flood the system with more view content, add to cart and checkout on it. And what do we expect? The purchases to improve. Why? Because we flooded the system with view content and add to cart. What if Facebook doesn't see it as a journey and sees it as, okay, I gave him more data on these events, for example. I don't know. It just doesn't make sense right now. And the only thing that I can tell you is that it doesn't make sense in reality right now when I'm applying it, because I have tried it and it didn't work at all for me. So I'm back to my previous setting. The period that I tried it is 14 days and it didn't do well. Okay, I could give it more time, but given the fact that I'm before Black Friday, I'm not willing to do that. And I do also believe, based on the problems that we had in integration and coding and stuff, that maybe I will revisit it in 2024. But as of now, it's over. So whoever used it and had a bad experience, I have to apologize, and I'm letting you know that in the future, if something is not tested for 6 months, like the strategies that I'm showing you, they are tested for many months before I tell you, I'm not going to announce anything. Now, before we go to your questions, I would like to tell you something about this period right now in October. The results are not so good in the last, let's say, 10 days. In the last 10 days, it's 25. So in the last 10 days, we don't have so good results. And the truth, guys, is that right now there are some ad accounts. Most probably we'll make case studies after the Black Friday to show you what I mean. I told you that even if you're losing some money, you need to enter the Black Friday period with higher spend. And I do believe that. I do believe that if you go and you spend more money right now and you enter the Black Friday with a higher point of spending, then you will be able to spend more and you will be able to establish another position. In the case studies, I show you how I was scaling during the Black Friday. And then in the next months, I was trying to maintain it. So that being said, I would like to tell you that for the past maybe 10 days or 2 weeks, 14 days, in some accounts, I'm negative. I'm even losing money. Of course, the owners know it. They know me also for years, so they're not afraid. In some accounts, I'm losing money. I'm going to show you this most probably in case studies. In the case study that I showed you in United Kingdom, for example, with 4 ROAS, right now, the last 7 days, I'm having 2 ROAS. So over there, I'm losing money while I was having 5 ROAS. The total in the month, it's still 4.86 right now as we speak. And I don't know actually if it's going to improve. But the thing is that all this effort, I think that is going to be rewarded during the Black Friday period, because over there most probably we'll be able to scale the account to 300-400k in just 1 month, and then I will try to maintain 300k for the whole next year. That being said, I'm doing what I preach in my Black Friday video. And I'm going to prove it to you after Black Friday. I know that most of you're not going to do it because you're afraid or it's going to be a huge gamble for you. And just one last thing, don't be delusional in terms of I'm doing it in an account that is working. Don't do it in another account that is not working just by losing money, hoping that in Black Friday you're going to have sales. this strategy is working on ad accounts that they're actually been with me for years, so I know how they do behave and if they're profitable, if their numbers make sense. So in other words, it's fine if you're having good numbers throughout the whole year to lose some money 10 days, 15 days before you start your Black Friday deals in order for you to be able to spend more. And at the end of the day, you're going to be compensated more into the Black Friday, November results as a total. So don't be afraid. And I think that these case studies actually are going to be super interesting for you when they come out, so that you can see how we do spend in higher level without being afraid. Of course, taking some risk, but at the end of the day, the whole month it's going to be around 5, so it's kind of calculated. It's about not panicking when everybody's doing ads so that they can start with Black Friday. Okay, so do I have anything else to tell you? My apology, the fact that I'm losing money, and now in some other accounts, not in all. And now let's start with your questions. Let's go to Yves. I agree with the content of this video. Something that I have been wondering with the attribution window is, it's never like they see ad on day 1 and convert on day 28 or day 7, because during that period they will and should see your ad several times, and each time they see your ad, will this then not roll over, reset the 7 days window, and this data be used for optimization? Ridiculous example, but they see an ad in day 1, then day 7, then day 14, then day 21, and then they convert on 28. Isn't that kind of like a 28-day attribution window? I replied to you that you're doing one mistake. You're confusing click with view. We have 7 days click, 1 day view. In order for them to convert in day 28, they have to see the ad every day. If, in theory, if they click once every 7 days, yes, they can. It's being refreshed. But Facebook, it's actually not going to target them all the time, so don't worry about that. Because maybe after the first or second time that they didn't convert, it's not going to continue targeting them. Especially in the period of 30 days, because the unique reach, it's a 30-day thing. So we have the frequency also. Yeah, so don't worry about that. It's going to target fresh people. If the view was on 7 days, then we would have a huge issue. This is why they have the view in only 1 day, because in 7 days it would be crazy. Next one. Konstantinos, would you create separate ad set for Reels 9x16 and feed 4x5 video creative so that you can check which one that performs better and stop the other ones? In CBO or Advanced Plus campaign, or you would combine both of them in one ad set. You have the option of having different placements in one ad set. I'm guessing that you're referring to dynamic creative ads. In dynamic creative ads, we're using 1x1 or 4x5. And this is covering all the placements, not in the best possible way for the Reels for 9x16, but just so you know, yeah, 9x16 cannot be covered. You can do campaigns only with 9x16 for Reels and Stories with dynamic ads, just by putting that and using the placement that you want. Or if you want to use automatic placements, you will have to use 1x1 and 4x5. This is the setting. But if you do Advanced Plus campaigns, you cannot do dynamic ads. The thing that you can do there is that you are putting each one of the ad with the creative that you want, and then when you edit the placements, you can put the creative that you want for feed, the creative that you want for stories, the creative that you want for stories and reels, and for the feed. The thing is that in Advantage Plus, for sure you can do it, but you can do it also in a CBO. Let's say, for example, that you have an ad set, and inside the ad set you are putting 5 different ads. Over there you can also play, and you can put your different creatives into your different placements. And not only that, you can also put 5 copies and 5 headlines, actually. Yeah, you didn't ask anything else, I guess. So that's the answer. You can do it for sure. You can use them together. At that point, I wouldn't try to find which one is better, the 4x5 or the 9x16, but which creative is better that has 4x5 and 9x16 comparing to other creatives that they do have the same. Let's go to the next one. Evgeny, hey man, I've got a question. I noticed that when I try to get post IDs of the most winning combo, Facebook does not show it to me. For example, I have one Advanced Plus ad with two headlines and two texts. I use breakdown in order to see which combo is the winner. Then when I try to preview it or try to find it in page posts, I only get one of the combos, but the winning one is absolutely nowhere to be found. Do you use breakdowns, and do you even go into an ad and remove some text? Yeah, I will answer. Headlines that are spending a lot of money with little to no ROAS. First of all, the rule that we use, and it's always above any other rule, is that whatever is working, you're not touching it. And in general, you're not touching campaigns that they are running and they are actually optimized. That being said, over here, we're having a situation that you cannot find your post ID. I did recently a video about post IDs, and I showed you the best way that I have found in order to locate post IDs. The thing is this, it's actually difficult to find the exact post ID that you want. This is why I showed you the way that you go to your Facebook comments, and then you're trying to find the one that is the most viral one with the most likes and stuff, because over there, it's going to give you the variations because you have to reply to a comment. So when you do dynamic ads, it's going to show you exactly the same ad with different variations, which is the ad which is being served. And this one, it's actually one of the variations, for example, which you cannot replicate in any other way. So in Facebook comments, because you have to reply somehow and do management of your community with the comments, you have the option of finding some of these versions. Now, if it's a normal ad, it's very easy to find it. You just preview it and then you take it. The way that I have found, which is the most efficient, is when you click on the date on the post, then it opens, and in the URL, it has one very large thing in the URL which says PF something, PFB, or I don't remember. PFB, post Facebook maybe. I have a video. It's the one that, let's put it here then. It's the one that has the thumbnail of Barbie. For no reason, just for clickbait. No, I'm joking. No, I'm not joking. It was clickbait. So the thing is, you don't have any other solution of finding these post IDs rather than the Facebook comments. And nothing else, I guess. No, I wouldn't change anything. Even when you break down the results and you see that something is working better than the other, I wouldn't go on the same campaign and touch it. I would do another one. Okay, next question. Hi, Konstantinos. I've been learning Advanced Plus for my e-commerce business from your content, and I'm impressed with your explanations and the underlying philosophies. Thank you very much. I've got a couple of questions. If the leading ad is performing well, but the second leading ad isn't, should I pause the second one due to its poor ROAS or leave it running? First of all, I have so many case studies about Advanced Plus because there are so many different cases when I'm explaining it with case studies. Actually, here I have a print screen for you just to explain to you how different it is. So here we have one Advanced Plus. The break-even ROAS here is 2. We're getting on the average 1.94. And you can see that the second leading ad, because I have them sorted by amount spent, which spent 64, it has 1.33. In that case, you can go and you can close your second leading ad. Why? Because you have 1, 2, 3 below that, that they actually have sales. And not just only one has one sale, the other ones they have 2 and 2, which means that they are optimizing, they're getting more sales. And yeah, so over here, if you see, the budget is going to be distributed on your leading ad, which is the most important thing. If your leading ad is very good, that means that you're in a good path. But even campaigns that they don't have a good leading ad, they can be optimized if they have other ads. But here you can close the second because, first of all, the average ROAS is not on the place that you want it to be. Secondly, you can see that you have more, that they have sales, which means that they can absorb the budget. And third, you have a very strong ad. Now, this is just one case that I brought here just to show you. There are thousands or million different cases that you can encounter. Watch my videos. I tried to summarize them in the most basic ones, but always there are going to be some more difficult. Then you say, my average ROAS hasn't reached the break-even point of 2 yet. I began with a 20 budget, increasing to 40. Now it's now I'm at 70. Some days the ROAS is high, but the second leading ads ROAS is only 0.29. Also, in your case, in our case, in the previous example, it was 1.33. In your case, it's 0.29, which is far away from. So 0.29. Even if you don't have other ads that they have sales, you are going to close it. If you had 1.5 and you don't have other ads that they are going to that they have sales in order to absorb budget, you're not going to close it. But in 0.29, you don't have any other option. You just gamble and you close it and you say, okay, distribute the budget and let's see if the others are going to get sales. I hope that it makes sense based on the example that I also gave with the print screen. However, the trend seems positive as the overall ROAS is on the rise. And of course, you most probably you have a leading ad, which is good, which means that you should focus to that. Okay, so 0.29, I would have closed much earlier. 1.5, 1.3 with 2 break-even. If my average is close to 2, I wouldn't close them immediately. And also, I would see if the other ads, the smaller ones, are getting sales. I made an error in judgment by launching a new Advanced Plus campaign with a variety of catalog creatives. Despite a 70 budget, it didn't perform well, so I reverted to my original campaign and upped its budget. The results have been promising with excellent click prices and CPM. I've learned not to abandon a recently working campaign too quickly, given that it's a new account. Should I just let Facebook take its time to optimize? Thank you for your insight. Yes. You should let Facebook optimize as long as you do these small optimization things that I'm teaching in my Advanced Plus videos. And of course, the more you play with it, the more you learn. Another thing, for example, that I'm not saying is that if you have, most probably you don't because you spend 70, but if you have high average order value items, the period that you wait is longer comparing to smaller priced items. Next one. Hi, Konstantinos. Thank you so much for getting back to me. Just to be 100%, so most probably this is the follow-up from me answering. Just to be 100% clear and certain that I'm following you, I only close it if the average ROAS is not profitable. So if average ROAS is profitable, I do not try to make it even better by closing the second leading ad, even if ROAS on that one is very bad. No, you're going to close it. If it's on 0.29, you're going to close it. But if it was on 1.3, 1.5, most, and you had good average order, good average ROAS, you wouldn't, because the bad one right now, the bad one might somehow make the purchase happen on the good one. No. It's not about that. It's about volume and about not disturbing a balance on the campaign. But you have 0.29, and I hope that you see this video with this explanation. Next one. I have invested about 13k in my you have the print screen. Can you make sure that you are going to give him a message and tell him that I replied in the podcast? Okay. Because I'm bored to try to find the comment. Just write to him. I showcased your question with an example in the podcast. Please watch it to get more clarity. Next one. I have invested about 13k in my ad account so far. Nice. Unfortunately, I still have the problem that my campaigns die after a few days. It is getting better, but the problem still exists. It's super typical to new ad accounts. And yes, 13K is not a lot of money. It's still a new ad account. This will be my first Q4. With a good preparation, do you think it's possible to collect enough data for the next year with this Q4 to make my sales more consistent? I think that if you have some results, some decent results for some days and then it dies, for sure you're going to have some good decent results during Black Friday. The target audience is male female 45 plus. My perfect audience 45 plus. People are amazing to sell. It's so easy to sell them. The product is a gift for daughters, perfect as a Christmas gift. Okay, I hope you're going to do well. Yes, it makes total sense. If you have some sales and then they die, it's pretty typical in new ad accounts and new pixels. But I do think that it's going to be more consistent for you during Black Friday if you have a good offer and everything. Good night, Kay. Most probably he was sending at the night, but I'm not sleeping at night. The problem that I feel, and it is widespread, is that all advertisers within the EU do not, and I insist, do not get results. I disagree with that. Due to the restrictions of data protection laws, it is an issue that everyone refuses to talk about and deal with, but it is real. No, man, there are several other accounts. I know, for example, even dropshippers in Netherlands. I know people in Germany that they have good results, Switzerland. I know people in Italy. Recently, I talked with another person. He's selling shoes. He's doing pretty well. I don't think that this is the case. Maybe many have issues, but okay. It brutally affects Facebook, Google, TikTok, and those who advertise and invest in this platform. It is said and assumed that Facebook, to solve this issue, has to offer a paid version with an advertising-free subscription, just like TikTok. Today, it is reported that Elon Musk announced that he would stop lending X in Europe. I don't understand what Elon is doing with X. I don't hear any innovations or anything in terms of people advertising to it. If they did not agree and reach an agreement on this, advertisers would stop investing. I think that it's a little bit, Andres, I think it's a little bit naive on your part to think that people will stop advertising on Facebook. If Facebook gives something to Europe, a service for people to advertise and stuff, there are always going to be people that they're going to advertise. Maybe less are going to be successful, but still it's going to be a market that is going to be self-regulated to who is making money and who is not. Yeah, there are always going to be people that they will advertise and they will have enough profits to do so. What you explain applies perfectly in the USA, LATAM, and other regions where data protections do not apply. Maybe companies are going to invest region stocks and the difficult political, social, and financial situation in Europe with sky high interest rates, rampant inflation, two wars, and a very low consumption. What's it? When is the second war in the EU? Which one is the second war? Do you consider Israel? Am I so stupid? Is there a second war in the EU? And I do watch closely these topics. Which one is the second one? Anyway, and very low consumption. Greetings and a big hug. Big hug from me also. But I think that you need to face reality more. And I'm telling this with love, okay? Don't blame the platform because you don't have the right numbers or because you're disappointed or all of that. Just keep in mind that this. It's not working for me, but it's going to work for others. It's the right approach. And if you have this approach, eventually it's going to work also for you because you're going to work towards that. Now, is Facebook annoying? It is. Is European Union with all the regulations annoying? It is. But there's always going to be people that are going to use the platform because the platform is working. There are always going to be people. And I can tell you that I know a lot of them that they are already successful and they make money. So forget about what you said about people not getting results and stuff. There are. Now, if you talk to me about scaling, apart from the previous year that I scaled one German supplement brand to 300k per month, and that was during Black Friday and Christmas, I haven't done any huge scaling like the ones that they do in United States and United Kingdom. And yes, Europe, it's problematic, it's super fragmented with many languages and all of that. But I can tell you that there are several people that they are successful, not in very high numbers of what I know, but there are also some that they are making big numbers. And there are always going to be. That's what I'm trying to say. Whoever is not able to do it, someone else is going to appear and is going to take this gap of the market. Next one. And I'm saying this with love again. Big hug and love and hearts and everything. But you need to stop thinking with your disappointment here. Let's say you run a conversion campaign and include both Canada and United States in the location targeted. About how much usually displays to each country? Does Facebook do a 50-50 at first or just 90% USA because of population? Now, I had an argument recently with my friend Jonathan about that. He told me, and I understood that I'm phrasing it wrong. And that's another mistake then, I guess, which I have to apologize for. A lot of times when I talk, I need to keep in my mind that I need to talk for everyone and each one of you. So what are the cases here? The case is that you're spending $100 per day, $5,000 per day, $20,000 per day. If you're spending $20,000 per day, it doesn't matter if you group them together. If you group 50 countries, it's okay. It's going to split the budget normally. The way that I'm phrasing that United States is going to take all the budgets, happening on the small budgets, like 100, 200, 300, it's taking most of the sales from United States. Most of the spend goes to United States. And even if you're having a lot of sales in other countries, it doesn't mean that it's going to spend more there. So in smaller budgets, always is going to spend more on United States. Sometimes it's 60%, sometimes it's 70% of the budget. But I need to clarify that in bigger budgets, it doesn't do that. It's going to spread it not evenly, like if you have 20 countries, 100% divided by 20, 5% each, 10% each. 5% each, I was correct. So 5% each. It doesn't mean that it's going to do that. Some are going to take more, some less, but they are going to have enough spend. This is what I mean. But if you do United States with another country, and also depends on how big is the other country. Canada is fairly big. If you do United States with Italy, or United States with Switzerland, which is even smaller, you will see that most of the majority of the budget is going to go to United States. So the grouping of the countries is also important in terms of how close they are to the potential reach. That's all, I guess. Yeah. Next one. And it's not because of population, it's because of potential reach. The people populated within Facebook, not the actual population of the country. Next one. Green Apple. Thank you for sharing. Got a question. If I run Facebook campaign for 2 weeks and suddenly in the past 30 hours, why 30? Why not 24? Because there's an issue with my landing page where user can't check out because there's an error with the purchase pattern. Should I stop this campaign and duplicate a new one? The consideration is either the algorithm starts learning the wrong thing or it's still fine since it's been running for 2 weeks and getting sales previously. 2 weeks is not a big period, but for sure I wouldn't close something without making sure that it doesn't work anymore. So I would keep it. I would closely monitor it in the next days. And if it's going to work, it's going to work, so you won't have to relaunch it. For sure, if it was a campaign that was operating for 5-6 months, then I would keep it for sure for a longer period in order to see if I can save it. But other than that, I don't think that you should stop it. Even if it is 2 weeks or 5 months, you should leave it and see if it's going to work or not. Also, it really depends on how new your ad account is. If your ad account is old, I wouldn't touch it. If your ad account is fairly new, maybe this campaign is going to be ruined much more easily, so you have to relaunch. Because even when you run a normal campaign, it has some good results for the first 24, 48 hours, and then it kind of dies. That's also another factor that I would consider if it's a new account or an old one. On my video on Black Friday, someone asked, was all of this on broad audience tanks? And he's referring to the ad accounts that I showed and the strategies. No, it's not only broad, and I'm using several strategies from Advantage Plus, which is broad, Stack Lookalikes, which is lookalikes. I'm not using interest at all in this ad account, because it's actually an account that it has a lot of data, but mostly it's broad with Advanced Plus and broad targeting crazy method, Stack Lookalikes crazy method, and post IDs with Advanced Plus, I guess. Yeah, that's the main methods over there. And of course, I wouldn't use lookalikes, to be honest with you. If I had more Advanced Plus campaigns to do, I would consider using more Advanced Plus there, but I can't. Next one. Hi, Konstantinos. So if I have a lot of creatives, I don't test them with CBO dynamic creative anymore. Just list all of them in Advanced Plus. Yeah, I prefer it more right now, to be honest with you. And if the Advanced Plus only spending the majority on 2-3 ads, creating new Advanced Plus campaigns with the rest of creatives that didn't spend to test them. Yep. That's what I would do. You will duplicate the whole Advanced Plus. You will remove the one that's taking all the budget on the others so that you can test the others efficiently. Remember, the goal here is not to test all of them. The goal here is to see if you can have another Advanced Plus that is working and is producing sales. We don't care about testing everything. If you have 10 creatives and you don't test thoroughly all of the 10 of them, it's fine. What we care about is to throw creatives and finding campaigns that are going to work. Some people are obsessed with testing each one of the creatives. You don't have to. Just put them there. Let them compete with each other, whichever is going to win. With that way, you're just giving chance to the other ones, so that you're not going to just say, okay, one of them worked, let's do another batch. Maybe there is more juice to these creatives. You said it correctly. Now, about new accounts that maybe Advanced Plus, because it's broad, it doesn't work. Still, you can go to normal CBO with dynamic creative ads, I guess, and make it work like this. Because you don't have the option, you know, if broad doesn't work, it doesn't mean that you have to keep doing broad targeting all the time in hope for it to work. Next one. Great videos. I wondered when you're starting campaigns for new clients, where do you start? Do you create one campaign for CBO internet testing, one for LAs, and maybe one Advanced Plus, then identify winners and apply crazy method? Or would you mix one interest and LA CBO together and go from there? Thanks. So the first thing that I would do in another account when I go is, first of all, I'm not going to close all the ads like other people do. And I'm not going to try to impose my own strategies to the ad account. I'm going to see the ad account and see how it was operating. Was it operating with Advanced Plus? Was it operating with broad targeting? Normal CBO campaigns? Lookalikes? Whatever. If we want to be pragmatic here, closing all of the ads when you go in another account, maybe it's going to kill it and maybe it's never going to come back. So I'm totally against that. I'm not going to nuclear an ad account with my strategies. Second thing, I'm watching the history and I'm watching, remember what we said about behaviors of the ad accounts? For example, I have seen another account having a lifetime budget and operating only well with lifetime budget. So you need to test things, but never be super, you know, never let your ego overtake you because you have seen something in another account. Each account in each case is different, so you need to treat it in a different way, and you need to just observe what is working. So second thing is that I would observe in the past what has worked. Then, for example, if I see that it's doing lookalikes and they're working, I will do stack lookalikes because I have, even if they don't use it, I will do it as an extra campaign. I will keep the campaigns that are working very well. I will do an extra campaign with stack lookalikes to test. Is it working? Okay. If it's not, let's do something else. Observe what is working, if broad is working, if lookalikes. So if lookalikes are not working, then go to broad targeting, crazy method. And the last thing is that I normally go and I see if there is a specific ad or ad set that has worked in a very long period. I'm taking that and I'm applying it to crazy method. In all the other accounts that I go, nobody is using crazy method. So it's very easy for me to take just one ad set that is working consistently and just apply the crazy method to it so that I can try to scale it. So it's a mix of everything, but by just observing the ad account and seeing what is working there. And of course, when you stabilize it a little bit, or if it's stabilized already, you can do extra campaigns on top of what it has already with your different strategies. But for sure, don't close all the ads when you go on ad accounts, because you should not do that, because some campaigns can be 5, 6, 7, 8 months old, for example, and you might not be able to ever recover them. Next one. Thank you for sharing the video, Costantinos. Loving all your content. I have 3 questions. Okay, 3. So for low price product, I just need to run Advanced Plus and remove all the lookalikes and retargeting campaign. No, you don't have to remove retargeting campaign. No, who told you that? Me? No. You can do all of them if you want. You can try all of them. But the fact that you have a $10 price product, most probably it's not going to work. I don't have 2 ROAS, you need $5 cost per purchase. Yeah, it's not going to work, I think, but you can try. For product that can be used by male, female, would you combine male and female ads into Advanced Plus campaign or separate them? You cannot separate them. In Advanced Plus, you have to do both male and female. They said that at the end of the year, they're going to change that. But they said also a lot of things about the end of the year that most probably they're not going to do. So we'll see. How do you scale Advanced Plus? Can you do crazy method to it, or would you just increase the budget? I have the feeling that you have a small budget, so I would avoid crazy method for now, because it's more technical also. And I do have a lot of videos that explain how to scale Advanced Plus campaigns and how to optimize them. It really depends on your budget. So if you have $100 and you want to spend another $100, okay, I would duplicate the Advanced Plus and work on a new one with new creatives, or even after establishing one with 100, do another one so that I will not risk of losing my main one. But if you just have $100 budget Advanced Plus and you want to do a $20 bump, just do it on the normal Advanced Plus campaign. If it's having a lot of assets inside and all of that, you have to see my videos about Advanced Plus campaigns and how you scale them and how you optimize them. Next one. Hey, Costantinos, I totally agree. What I'm wondering, though, is what if you run conversion ad and retarget this audience with awareness campaign or traffic? So this is a very interesting one, because I was actually watching it. They said that it's very funny as a way of thinking. So it's on the video that I say that you should not do traffic ads and then retarget them. Why are we doing traffic ads? We do traffic ads, they do, we don't do. Because traffic ads are cheap traffic. So they say, I'm going to get cheap traffic. And by getting a lot of traffic, then I'm going to get more sales. The way of thinking comes from this. People say, okay, I'm bringing in let's say 5,000 people, and I'm having a conversion rate of 3%. If with the same amount of money I'm going to bring 10,000 people and I have 3%, then I'm going to have more sales. The truth is that when you do traffic campaigns, you have 10,000 people visiting, but the conversion rate is going to drop a lot. So you're not winning. That was the way of thinking about traffic. And then for this to work, it needs the conversion rate to stay the same. And when it doesn't stay on the same level, it means that the traffic that you get is shed. Now, what you're telling me is to do conversion campaigns. So have a certain amount of visitors with this amount of spend, and then retarget them with traffic campaigns. Why? It's just an audience which is so defined that you don't have to do traffic ads in order for you to get them cheaper. You don't want to get them cheaper. It's just a specific audience that you're targeting, retargeting in order to convert. And yes, you need them to convert. If you run them as traffic, most probably they will go to the site and leave. Okay, but you can tell me that, okay, it's traffic though, but it's quality traffic, so they have to convert. I don't find the reason. The reason that we do traffic is because we want cheap traffic as much as we want. When we do traffic or awareness campaigns in a small predefined audience, which is 1,000, 2,000 and not 100 million people, it doesn't make any sense. Okay, and over there also is your last chance to convert them. You have to do a conversion campaign with a purchase plan. I hope that it convinced you. Hi, Constantinos. So when you identified your best performing images and text variations, how exactly are you recommending to continue? Just to edit the campaign and take out the... Why everybody's saying and take out the data creatives, text variations, or you're duplicating the campaign and doing the changes? You can duplicate the campaign doing the changes. If you have a campaign that is working, you don't touch it, you just leave it as it is. I'm not sure if you talk about this in any of your videos. I've got several though. How long would you run a dynamic creative ad campaign to test new ads creatives? Do you run for a specific amount of days? Yeah, for 2-3 days is enough to know if something is going to work or not. Unless if you see another behavior into your ad account that needs more days. Also, you wait that it spends a certain amount of money depending on the budget. I'm almost better at scaling now than creative testing thanks to your videos and methods. Haha. Glad it helped you. I think you sent me a mail today and I replied. So most probably we will talk with the mail. But the other thing that I need to say here is that the days really depend on the ad account and the average order value. If you have high average order value, maybe you have to wait more days. Most of the times, not because I'm impatient, but because this is what I have observed is working better. I'm just waiting for 2-3 days, not more than that. And by that I mean that if I go on the first day and I see zero sales and zero checkouts, most probably I wouldn't keep even the campaign. You have to wait 2-3 days. If you see that the instruction, the campaign, I'm not talking about clicks, I'm talking about checkouts or some purchases. Even if you're not profitable in the first days, you can keep it in order to see if you can optimize it in the next days. But if you have zero results even on 24 hours, I don't see any reason of keeping it unless if I will keep it unless if I see that it was a very bad day for everyone, for example. But also by account behavior, if I see that all of my campaigns that I launched, they have sales and this one doesn't, then something is wrong. I have another account where I sell info products and I can target worldwide. Would you put all the countries together or put US and other countries separately, all split as different countries in different assets? Yeah, we already replied about that in another question. It really depends on your budget. I think that he replied on the group that he has 3K budget. So what I would do is I would put US separately in that case and the other countries in another campaign. If he had 20K, I would put all of them together. If he had a smaller budget, I would just do more segmentation to clusters, like Germany, Switzerland, Austria, UK alone, Canada alone, Australia alone. Another thing that really matters here when you're doing the segmentation for the for your targeting on countries is the time zone. The prime hours are different. So most probably Facebook, if it sees some sales from a specific, if you're lucky, for example, enough to have sales on the prime hour of United States, it's going to spend more on United States. It's just not going to spend throughout the whole day on the prime hours of all of the countries. But most probably it's going to optimize for specific hours of the day to spend more money there based on the results that it got initially. Hope it makes sense. Thanks, man. Would you recommend Crazy Method for LLAs too? Come on, man. We have stuck lookalikes, man. Come on, watch my video. I've currently working on a client on low spend, 50 per day, and I'm wondering, should I use 50 to create one campaign to test different OLAs, etc. First find a winner that's profitable, then move to new campaign to test another audience type. Yeah, sounds like a plan. You can do that. I feel like I'm currently testing too many campaigns with low budget, 20 a day across three. Yeah, I would try to... In your case, with 50 per day, I would try to, I'm going to use that word, but I would try to consolidate to one campaign. 50 is one campaign. And I would also try to do, I don't know, but in smaller budgets, Advantage Plus catalogs are working very well. Maybe you should try it. Next one. Not that they don't work in bigger budgets, but you get my point. Next one. This is a post that I have seen on Upwork and I wanted to comment on it. I'm running Facebook traffic ads. I believe the metrics that I'm getting are good. I optimize for link clicks. I'm needing someone to walk me through the process of creating a retargeting ad for link clicks. I don't want to make the ad for me. I just need a walkthrough on how I create a custom audience to be able to retarget link clicks from my ad. I don't know the purpose of it, but you can see here how people are just being influenced by other people, that they just propose things that meta reps are saying without never testing them. So be careful with that and just know that when you do traffic ads, they are not going to convert just because you did a lot of traffic ads and you have a lot of traffic into your page. They are not going to convert, they are just very bad quality traffic. Now, I think I replied to everything. Sorry for my mood today. I'm a little bit disappointed of what happened. Sadly, guys, I feel the responsibility of all of you when I'm saying things. And this is how it should be. I'm not whining about it. And I know that some of you might say that it's okay, it was a test and stuff. But to someone who's having 100 subscribers, maybe it doesn't matter. To someone who has 10k subs, it really matters more. And maybe it's better that this is happening now, because when we reach 100k, 200k, I want to be super careful of what am I saying. Because, you know, you're watching my videos every day, so you're used to me. And I've been to calls with a lot of people from the channel, and I know that you trust me and stuff, so I need to be more responsible on stuff. But on the other hand, this is going to lose a little bit from the innovation side, because if I'm just seeing something and I'm not sure if I should sell it and I say it 6 months later, some of you that you are in advanced level and you do understand what I'm talking about, you're going to miss opportunity of testing it or whatever. I have mixed feelings about it. I would like to know, and this is why I'm saying this at the end of the podcast, because to me, the opinion of the ones that they watch all the podcasts really matter. Let me know if you want me to continue saying things. At least I don't feel bad about the fact that I didn't promote it in any way of affiliation or anything to make money out of it. I hope that this gives you a message that I wouldn't promote something that I wasn't sure about. But still, I'm a little bit divided in the fact. Look, guys, I'm very harsh with myself, and I don't like to put excuses. So I would like to know from you if it was a mistake on my part, if you're okay with it of me saying things that I'm testing, because I'm testing things and a lot of times I'm failing on stuff. On this one, maybe it's different because I'm disappointed also a lot. But let me know if you want me to keep you updated or if you want us to play safe. And be honest with yourself, okay? Don't just say, no, we want to know and stuff. Just let me know. All of you that you have listened the full podcast, most probably you are watching all of my podcasts and stuff. You're my core audience. So I would like to know. And again, if any of you has been impacted because they used it and it didn't work or it messed their reporting or whatever, I really apologize about that. Now, Freelancer Diaries. Consultation with Facebook ads expert with experience in personal injury and or criminal defense lawyers. Okay, I remember that. Hello, I'm looking to pay someone for a consultation call about running Facebook ads to generate leads for car accidents and or criminal defense lawyers. So it's looking for people that they need criminal defense lawyers. You must have experience working with that. I'm not looking to run Google ads. I only want Facebook ads. I don't understand the reason that he doesn't want Google ads. You will be able to share with me your strategy tips and the creative you found most successful in the campaign. Please write Facebook law at the beginning of your proposal to prove you read this completely. So I was thinking the other day and I was laughing. Yes, I'm laughing a lot of times on alone on my PC. I was thinking this, what kind of ads would we have for that? For example, somebody robbing a bank and saying, you f***ed up, do you need a lawyer? Call us, for example, here so that we can actually find a solution for you. You have someone else, for example, that, I don't know, shows Dexter. So some scenes from Dexter and says, are you a serial killer? Do you want someone to take you out of prison? That, or Hannibal Lecter, for example, eating a liver. And saying, are you this person? Do you want someone to help you? Or stealing a car, for example, and doing that. It would be very funny to have some, you know, videos about it and targeting. Also, the interest. What kind of interest would we put? Robbery. Hijacking. What? What is going to be? Fraud. I don't know. It would be very interesting to advertise for this kind of for this project from creatives and from targeting perspective. To be honest with you, I would love to see the approach of different advertisers to this topic. So someone says that I want to target people that need criminal defense lawyers. Yeah. Let me know in the comments if you have any idea of how you would approach it, I guess. And guys, I will see you in the next podcast. It's going to be the next week, so that means that in some of my other accounts I will start promotions for Black Friday. It's been a tough period in the last days of October, but we have been waiting for that. I don't know if people are influenced by the war in Israel, because it's not yet a war. We wait them to enter inside Palestine. Palestine or Gaza? Inside Gaza. It is Palestine, I guess. The state of Israel and Gaza, it's confusing me. I don't understand what is Palestine. Even Jerusalem, I think it's on different states in some places. Even there is a place, I think, inside Jerusalem that it's owned by France. I think so, it's super confusing. It's such a huge mess. Yeah, maybe people are a little bit reluctant, but at the end of the day, guys, it's Black Friday. Don't be afraid of it. Everybody's going to buy on Black Friday and stuff. Maybe there is a hesitation and stuff right now, but I'm pretty sure that Black Friday is going to be good, as it's always is. That's all. I will see you guys on the next podcast in November. This was the Facebook Ads Breaking News Podcast. Like it or not, it is what it is.